Got a Rex Warwick speaking.
Hi, mate. My name's Matt. I'm doing a TY856 swap on my Rex. And I've done a few gearbox swaps in my day. I'm a mechanic by trade, and I don't really want to do this one on the driveway.
Yep.
How much would you guys want for labour?
The tricky part is we're not taking on any more jobs like that this year. We are booked out this year for any major jobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. It's not like an urgent job. It's a project car, so it sits in the garage most of the time anyway. With that sort of job, I know that it's a pretty big one, having done it myself. So it's one of those things. Do you guys have parts readily available if I need, like, let's say I need a flywheel and I need a clutch for it, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys have that there that I can get from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Is there anyone that you'd recommend that you trust to do this sort of work?
Sorry, mate?
Is there anyone that you'd trust to do this sort of work if you guys aren't taking it on this time of year?
Maybe HCW Automotive.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool. Additional to that, because this car is obviously a project car, I'm looking at doing the DCCD swap-in. I know that there's a diff that you can buy, the center diff that you can buy, but they're a bit expensive. Do you know if there's any readily available?
MAP DCCD, so the MAP DCCD units. Yeah, we
not just the mapping of it. I'm meaning the actual diff itself.
Oh, the diff. Okay, so is the one that's in yours no good?
It's not a DCCD. It's only an open.
No, you won't. That's quite a substantial conversion there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're better off getting like a Cusco, like a center diff in that. But if you're going to do DCCD, you don't have any of the oil pump gears or anything like that in there.
Gotcha. Because it's all oil driven in that.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. With the Cusco gits, because from what I understand, DCCD is a bit of a novelty.
No.
Is it?
It depends on the car. So, like, if I use a track car as an example, that's fantastic. But they'll get to a point where, you know, strength becomes an issue, and then you move to a moderner diff or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, you probably, if you only got an open diff in that, so I'm assuming it's out of a Liberty, that's 6-speed.
Spec B, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it's the lowest of the low on the 6-speed scale. Probably the big jump up was even just getting like a plated or a helical rear diff for it, and then an upgraded center diff.
From what my mate was saying, and he's from, like, he works at a Subaru dealer, he was saying that that's the only main difference is the box itself is fine and able to cope with the power. It's the diffs that are the weak point in that gearbox. Is that correct?
Not really. There's a few different other differences there in the gearing as well. With
in the
box.
Ratios?
Yeah, which also has a direct effect on the type of gears that are in there, the sizing and all that. But, you know, I'm assuming you're not making 500 kilowatts in the car.
No, it's going to be a rally car at most. So 220 to 250 kilowatts maximum.
Yeah,
really.
It'll be fine.
Okay, cool. Are the ratios any, like, I know that they're longer ratios. Is that going to be a downside for me when it comes to rallying? Because I know I like quick ratios.
Yeah, it will be.
So would you probably say I'm better off just selling this one on?
Just finding a short ratio DCCD box.
Yeah, okay. The problem is that people are wanting 11 grand for those now.
Yeah, that's about right. That's what they cost to bring in. Like, they're pretty expensive. Yeah, for the full conversion. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have a think about it. Maybe it might be just a little bit of a longer-term project and then just sell this box off.
Yeah, that's it then.
Okay. Easiest way forward. No, thanks for your time, mate. If I do, like, obviously get a new box, then I'll probably speak to you guys and go from there.
Yeah.
How different, from your experience, how different are those ratios? Are they wildly different? Like, one's a slug and one's pretty rapid?
Well, yeah. Like, the Liberty is designed as a cruising sort of car. Like even when cars are making, say, 300 kilowatts at the wheels, when they're in the top gears, say, in a 2-litre, they just don't have the torque to to accelerate. Whereas if you've got a short ratio, you can sort of keep it in that happy spot. But it's all application specific. Like a rally car, ideally you'd be in a short ratio if possible.
Yeah. So what I've got in my WRX at the moment is a 4.44.
Yeah.
And that's brilliant. But it's just made out of glass, as you know.
You're going to feel a dramatic difference going to your Liberty with that, negatively.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Might pay to think about Medina, just do a Medina swap. With the Medinas, have you had much, or Modena, have you had much of a experience with them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you get a 6-speed into a 5-speed housing?
No.
Nah. Okay. So it would be a 5-speed gearbox still, but dog engagement, straight cut gears.
Oh, you just throw the 5-speed away. The cases are rubbish. And then there's the flex.
Yeah. Okay.
Just 6-speed, do it properly. Yeah.
So if I was to keep the housing from the
Liberty,
mm-hmm. I could put a Medina set in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And that might be the way to go, because then I can get pneumatic engagement as well, mm-hmm. and do the whole. Because the goal for the car long term is for it to be, I don't know if you know much about Richard Burns, his
mm-hmm.
2001
yep.
car. That's what I want.
that's
pretty much what I want. So
nice.
I might then keep the housing, just sell on the gear set and build a box.
Yeah,
do you guys sell the gear sets there from
yeah,
the
yeah, yep, absolutely.
How much are we looking for a gear set?
About 22 grand.
That's not too bad, considering. Do you guys do finance at all?
Unfortunately not,
no. No, that's okay. Rallying is one of those things where I might actually need to speak to some people and try and find a sponsor then.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay. Easy done. Well, thank you for your time. I'll let you know how I go and go from there.
Sounds good, mate. I'll speak to you then.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
No worries, bye.